ticket. Hear it, don't you miss it. Everybody's got to stand in line, so be sure the badger will be right on time. Everybody all aboard. Everybody all aboard.
Well, that's an oldie but a good one from the Gap Band. How many of you out there driving your car remember that song? And do you ladies remember that song?
I think I should be back at UF over on Frat Row on a Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. It didn't matter at UF.
Right. That's right. And Dr. Ozzie was just telling me, brings back a lot of memories. Who picks the songs? And I was just telling you, like, it does. And the Gap Band was so good. Just great energy, positive, and so thank you, Gap Band, for a lot of memories with Party Train. So, before we start this interview today, if you are out there, I wanted to again say happy Teacher Appreciation Week. It was last week. And I'd like to give a big congrats to Kristen Gomo, who is, she's won Teacher of the Year at Lutz Elementary for her second year in a row. Mm. So thank you, Kristen, for that. And cheers to you for what you do.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Huge congratulations. Absolutely.
That's a tough job.
It is a tough job, and it's something that we all appreciate because we're in this world together. Absolutely. And they definitely mentor so many kids out there. So thank you, and to all of you teachers, thank you. And also congrats to all the 2024 grads out there. Graduation's coming up, and cheers to Ryan out there. Joey James Label, her daughter's going to be graduating, I think, this weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
Do y'all know of any graduates that you'd like to give them a shout out?
Yeah, I have two nephews graduating high school this year. I have Shay Diosti, and I have Neil Diosti. They're both graduating, and one of them is valedictorian at Plant.
Wow.
And is going to be speaking.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm so excited.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so we're going next Friday to attend.
Wow, that's a huge cheers to them, and congratulations.
I know. I cannot believe they're going to college.
Yeah, isn't it weird? It's funny.
It goes fast.
Yeah.
Yes. It goes so fast.
Bizarre. Yeah, I know. I'm so like, I don't know, I always think of them like they never get older than 20.
I know.
You know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're 40 now. Are you kidding me?
Right. How does that happen?
And my son's got one more class. I'm super proud of him. He has made President's Honor Roll twice. He decided to go back to school.
That's great.
And very proud of him. So I have to, he just ended his semester.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Cap course. So I have to give him a shout out too, right?
Yes,
of course.
So anyway, but cheers and congratulations to all of you. We hope you enjoy a wonderful summer this time, 2024 grads, and we're thinking of you here at the Cap at the Shrink and Wrap Show. So today we are going to be talking about weight loss. There's a weight loss telemed. Ed, do we have Bob on the line by chance? Oh, not yet. Okay. So while we get Bob Parado on the line, he has a weight loss telemed clinic, and he's a pharmacist. He's a consultant there. So while we get him on the line, I do want to give a shout out. You know, this show is all about positivity, and it's all about lifting people up and feeling your best. And I wanted to give a shout out to Home Shopping Network. How many of you have heard of Home Shopping Network? Raise your hand. It's anonymous. I can't see you out there.
They have a lot of my money.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Well, Home Shopping Network, for those of you that are out there driving right now, they are a nest of just positive, lovely people, and it's right here in the 727 area code. It is a 24-hour network, and they're right here in St. Pete, Clearwater area. And last week was Adrienne Arpell's 30-year anniversary. I want to give a shout out to her. She is a beauty consultant. She wrote How to Look 10 Years Younger. And but happy 30th anniversary to her at HSN. Katy Perry was on last week. Debbie D, who is the host, did a fabulous, fabulous job interviewing Katy Perry. Katy Perry was right here in the 727 area code.
No, wow,
did y'all know that?
No, we
didn't. I didn't know.
If I knew, I would be right there.
She was. Well, I bought two pairs of shoes, so you can go on HSN.com and check out her shoes. And Dolly Parton's been over there with Michelle Yarn. But check out HSN. www.beautyexn.com. It's right here. You want to talk about positive, great people that give you beauty tips and also home improvement. So check it out, hsn.com, and
And I think some of the beauty you can get there, you get a better deal than if you go to maybe some of the stores in the mall or, you know, different places that you might buy.
That's
so
right.
Check it out.
And it's all live. You can see how they apply it. So,
yeah, and if it's going to make you 10 years younger.
Yeah, well,
oh my God.
And Adrian,
does this apply for men too or just women?
Well, it applies to men as well. Yes.
That's a good point because it's not just women.
Oh, then. No.
Oh, that's
it's for
amazing.
Men too. And it's also Adrian Arpel, though, she did write the book on how to look 10 years younger. And her story is amazing. And I'll get more into it on another show. But, She's fabulous. She has a passion for what she does. She lifts people up. She's passionate, she's dedicated, and she's very inspirational. So we'll talk more about her on another show.
Let's get some of her tips and share them.
Yeah, okay. We'll share them all at HSN. Yeah, check it out. Great positive vibe over there. Tune in to HSN. So we do have our guest on. Bob, thank you for waiting. It's Bob Perotta with Weight Loss Telemed, and he is the consultant, the pharmacist over there. And mm-hmm. Trish, you're going to take over from there, aren't you?
Okay. Bobby, are you there?
Wonderful. How are you all doing?
Oh, good. Well, I just want to introduce you real quick. Bobby's been a pharmacist for over 50 years, and he was chairman of the Florida Board of Pharmacy. So welcome to the show, Bobby. You're a wealth of knowledge.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Welcome. Thank you for coming back on, and we look forward to today's segment. And Trish is going to take over the questions here.
Well, I wanted to say that we are just offering information for everybody, and we just want to give out some new options if people want to choose to use them. So with that, having said that, Bobby, you've been practicing pharmacy for over 50 years. Why the shift? Why are you focusing on weight loss and obesity?
Well, for starters, because I needed to lose some weight, and I needed to get interested in this thing. So I started looking into it, you know, and actually over the 50 years I've been a pharmacist, it's been amazing how crucial nutrition is for positive patient outcomes. So, you know, I tried to make it a priority to highlight the profound impact on health and wellness, mm-hmm. just because if you lose some weight, it affects so many parts of your body. It helps your heart, the kidneys, you know, your blood sugars, everything can be improved. And now that we have this new class of weight loss drugs, known as GLP-1, where a patient can lose up to, 15, 18, you know, 20% of their body weight over 7 months without all that stimulant side effects you get from appetite suppressant, which raise your blood pressure and make you nervous and keep you from sleeping and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, many people feel that obesity is self-inflicted and that it just comes down to willpower. What's your take on that?
Well, that's a common misconception. You know, the American AMA, American Medical Association, they classified obesity as a chronic disease, not a condition, 11 years ago. So this isn't anything new. You know, the Board of Pharmacy now allows pharmacists to treat patients through a collaborative practice with the physician for about 7 chronic diseases. You know, like high blood pressure, diabetes, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And they just added chronic obesity because of the impact that it has on people's health. So that's why we're doing it. We're actually, my partner and I, Charlie Gonzalez and I, are the first pharmacists that are actually doing this in the state of Florida, you know, to help patients, you know, come out with a positive outcome.
I'm glad you're being proactive with that. I did read, just to kind of concur with you, that the focus is to treat obesity as a chronic metabolic disease instead of expecting people to rely only on willpower and lifestyle changes. So, and
that's so true. How many people have gained weight and lost weight up and down how many times? I bet you I've lost 300 or 400 pounds in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've gained them all back. That's one of the things that we want to do at our company, is that, you know, we've developed a collaborative, comprehensive approach for not only safe and effective weight loss, but also to maintain it once you've lost it. So how do we do that? Individualized approach to lifestyle changes that are sustainable. You know, you tell people, yeah, you got to go to the gym and exercise for an hour or two a day. They're not going to do it.
Right.
But if we can get them to walk to the corner and back, if we can get up to about 30 minutes a day of exercise, continuous exercise, just by walking, mm-hmm. and that would have an immense outcome on your weight.
Right. And what about eating right? Is that part of the plan as well?
Yeah, well, that's one of the ways that the that this drug works, is that it actually stops cravings. It slows the gastric emptying time, the amount of time the food sits in your stomach, it moves on. It slows that down a lot, so you always feel full, so you're not hungry. And when you start to eat, you fill up a lot faster. And one of the tricks we tell people is slow down when you're eating. Between bites, put the fork down. Take a sip of water. If people just sit there and start, like my son, will shovel food into his mouth, he'll unhinge his jaw, but he's in a hurry, right?
Uh-huh.
And you eat way too much food before your brain knows that you're full. So this way, you can, and then you get used to doing that over time, and you just become a healthier eater.
My mom used to tell me, Bob, that when I was younger, to chew 100 times. Right? And I would do it. I think she was just preoccupied. I think I might be a little bit over
well,
top.
So many people do eat really quickly. Yeah. It's amazing. And then you don't realize you were full 10 minutes ago.
And it's probably better for your digestive system, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's one of the things that we ask people when we're doing our intake on a patient. We're going over things. One thing we ask them, are you a speedy eater? Do you eat fast? And most people that I've talked to all say yes. Learn to eat a little differently, drink more water, cut 500 calories a day out of your diet somewhere.
Yeah.
Everybody has something that they like. My partner loves potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to cut potato chips out of his thing. I like wine, so I had to cut out that seventh glass of wine.
The seventh glass. How many are you down to?
Trying to stay at one.
Okay.
So, Bobby, can I ask you a question about the medicine? Is it similar to Ozempic or different?
It's the exact same chemical that's in Ozempic. Semaglutide?
Semaglutide. So what? Like any differentiation between the Ozempic and semaglutide and the medicine that you mentioned, or it's the same?
It's exactly the same thing. A lot of people are saying, gee, why is Ozempic and Mounjaro on shortage? The reason the pharmacy we use to make our product is an FDA regulated lab. It isn't just a pharmacy on a corner or CVS or anything like that. This is a sterile processing, FDA-regulated lab that makes these things. And the reason they can make it is because Ozempic and Mounjaro are on what's called a national drug shortage.
Yes.
And, if there's a national drug shortage, how are you getting the drug to make it, right, would be the next question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to find out, the whole shortage is not in the chemicals themselves. It's in the pens that the Ozempic and Mounjaro come in. They got their patents on the pen that delivers the medication. Well, they can't make the pens fast enough. There's a shortage. Patients need the medication, and they can't get it. So pharmacies are allowed to come in and make a product that's on drug shortage to keep up with the supply. Now, how long is that going to last? Maybe nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. So is yours in a pin form also, or is it a different?
Ours comes in a vial, we send it with insulin syringes. Where we send out it, there's a lot of people doing this. Everybody does it a little bit differently. We send out a vial that has 10 weeks worth of medication in it. So we send them a bag of 10 insulin syringes.
If there is an expiration date on the medication.
I'm sorry?
There is an expiration date.
These medicines have what we call a beyond use date of 6 months.
Very
stable. Very stable. You keep it in the refrigerator, it'll last you 6 months. If the patient has to be able to give themselves a shot. Now, can they pinch? The way you do use ours is that you draw up the dose in an insulin syringe, which is very, very little. Maybe 5 milliliters, not even that, 0.5 milliliters. Very, very small amount of liquid that you're drawing up in the syringe, and then you pinch up some skin either on your abdomen, your thigh, whatever. Just if you can pinch skin, you can stick the needle right in there, and that's because it's called, it goes in what they call the subcutaneous area, not going in the muscle. So you just pinch up some skin. It's a tiny little needle. You don't even feel it. It goes in there, squeeze it in, and you're done for a week. You do it once a week. You know, like I do mine every Sunday. That's the time I found that was convenient for me. That's what I try to counsel with patients, to find a day that's convenient for them to do it regularly about the same time every week.
And what if you miss, can you miss a week?
That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
And you can do it to yourself, right? You can, you don't need someone else.
No, it's very easy to give it to yourself.
So, Bobby, I heard that some people on this medication can plateau. So they stop losing the weight, especially the smaller people that only want to lose when they get to almost a desired weight, a weight like 10 pounds, 15 pounds, they stop losing weight. If there is a way that that medicine, like you can stop the plateau, and people who wants to only lose, like, I want to lose 10 pounds. Can this medicine be good for me, or only like obese people, like a lot, like, well, like 40, 50 and up?
Yeah. Well, a couple of things. In our program, you have to qualify. You have to be between 18 and 70. You have to be what is classified as chronic obese, which means you have a BMI of over 30.
Right.
You know? So if you do, then you can start using it. Will you hit a plateau? Yes. You know? I hit a, you know, I started on semaglutide, and I hit a plateau probably around the third month, somewhere along in there, and I was stuck. So I did what, actually what Trish said, I laid off for a week. I didn't use it for a week, and then I went back, and I started again at the same dose I was on, because you start at a very low dose for 4 weeks, and you double it for 4 weeks, you double it for 4 weeks, you know?
And so then when you plateau, you go back to the initial dose, or you go back to the dose that you stopped at?
I went back to the dose I stopped at.
Got it.
And that worked for a couple of months, and then I hit another plateau. And then I said, you know what? Time to go to tirzepatide, the Mounjaro. You know, Mounjaro is a combination of two peptides, semaglutide and another one. So it's a little bit better. It's a whole lot more expensive, but it does work, and you will.
How is it better, Bobby? How is it better than Ozempic?
Ozempic, you know, they're talking about losing 15% to 20% of body weight. With tirzepatide, you can lose 25 to 30% of your body weight over time. Yeah, it doesn't happen quickly, but you didn't put the weight on quickly either, you know?
It's true. So, you're a pharmacist, and you know, like, you can do that, you can stop and you can start, but for, you know, the people out there who don't know, do you provide on-call help? Is that 24/7, or how does that work?
Well, that's why we're doing it as pharmacists, because a lot of people think all pharmacists do is throw pills in a bottle. Pharmacists' main thing to do is to counsel patients on their medication and the proper use of it. So what we do in our practice is that, you know, we get back with the people monthly. We send them emails. You can email or text us anytime if they have an issue. The biggest question is there going to be side effects? Yes, you know, of course. What are the side effects? You're going to get a stomach ache when you first start a little bit. You might have some diarrhea. Not so much diarrhea. Constipation is more common, because it's slowing the stomach emptying time. So you get a little constipation. You can work through that. You drink a lot of water if need be. Take a stool softener. But I've had that happen a couple of times just by drinking a lot of water. That'll pass.
Can I add to that? And I hate that word, the C word. I don't know. It just sounds so gross. And I don't like to be the one to say it. But there's also natural ways to do that with kiwi, prunes, and rhubarb.
Yeah, I have one lady who's into all those herbs and things. She says it works great for her.
Yeah, so just add more fiber to your diet. But I didn't know kiwi, so maybe less kiwi unless you need it. Anyway, that's changing channel for that.
So I have a, go ahead.
I was say, I don't eat much kiwi, but boy, I tell you what, I can tear up a rack of baby back ribs.
Oh, that's good.
I think we all can. Yeah. So, what were you going to say, Dr. Johnson?
So there is a lot of benefits, apparently, to treat obesity. But also, I just wanted to go over, have any research or scientific research done on the long-term side effects? Because I know it's fairly new, and we haven't seen the long-term side effects yet as far as thyroid cancer, pancreatic cancer. I heard a little bit about that, but any legitimate studies done make sure that this is not going to be a threat for in a long-term use?
Yeah, there's a lot of studies. That's why we said when we first talk to patients, we have to qualify them. One is the age, the other is the BMI, and then we go through certain conditions. If they've had thyroid cancer, there's things that this caused some thyroid cancers in some mice. It's never been shown in humans. But if a person has a history of thyroid cancer, they're X'd out, they don't qualify. If they have gallbladder disease or gallbladder cancer, they're out of there. They've had a severe renal problem. They're out of there.
Kidney problems, right? Yeah,
kidney problems. Yeah. Then there's one thing we always ask. Yeah, and you see this on all the TV commercials. Don't take this if you've had MEN2, right? Which is medullary endocrine neoplasm syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody says, "What is that?" Well, you know what? If you had that, you'd have known it. Because that's such a rare disease, and what it is, the men's too, is that you get these tumors in your mouth and your throat. And you see a person that's had it, you'll know if you or anybody in your family has had it, because it's really gross looking.
Yeah, they have too many commercials on medical stuff. That's another whole show. I can't watch it. Just too much information for the side effects. Yeah. And you'll be watching a happy movie, then all of a sudden I go into vapor lock and panic attack mode from the side effects from something. So we'll talk about that in another show as well.
Bobby, when you say gallbladder disease, what a lot of people have had their gallbladder out. Would that be considered a contradiction?
No, because they can't have a problem with the gallbladder if it ain't there.
Okay. All right.
And too much protein's not good, too, either.
We would caution a person, what was wrong with the gallbladder? They have stones or whatever,
Mm-hmm.
But,
Adding to Tracy, she had a good question here. She was talking about protein. So what do you recommend for, honestly, a diet when they're on the shots or that medication? What is the most appropriate diet that we all can follow, and what kind of snacks we should have, like healthy snacks? Because apparently it will cause hypoglycemia in some patients, So what would you advise to be very healthy treat and help keep the insulin down and get rid of the insulin resistance?
Yeah, sure. One thing you don't want to be on is intermittent fasting, because that will lead to some
hypoglycemia
with this drug. So, eat what you like to eat, just eat less of it. We don't want to, if you tell a person you can't do this, you can't do that, that's not a sustainable, practice.
Yeah, yeah.
So, cut down what you eat. One thing we do want people to eat with this is a lot of protein, mm-hmm. Because you want to lose visceral fat. You don't want to lose lean muscle.
So you recommend a high-protein diet.
A high-protein diet. Older people, they can get into what they call sarcopenia, where you start losing, lean body mass.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want that. So you want a lot of protein. We do a lot of things. There's some, this is all over the internet stuff, and there's some things out there where, they call you, make an appointment, they give you a 10-minute window. What can they do for you in 10 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get your name, address, and your credit card number, and see you later. But, we spend a half hour, 45 minutes on our interviews with the patient, because we go over all these things. We talk about a lot of things. We talk about diet, exercise,
lifestyle changes.
Lifestyle changes that are sustainable. Yeah. Yeah, not just, okay, you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to go to the gym for 2 hours a day. That's not sustainable.
You know what, Bobby, I agree with you on that, because a lot of people like hype, like workout, like go lift all this weights and all that. And walking, as simple as walking, we can just burn a lot of fat from walking if we do it consistently and hopefully long enough. But I think people underestimate like how walking can actually help with weight loss. Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Right, you know, what we talk about, can you walk 150 minutes a week? They say, oh my God, 150 minutes, yeah, that's 30 minutes five times a week.
Hmm.
That's just as easy as going outside, walking the corner and back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not something that's unsustainable. That alone could help you lose a pound a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you cut 500 calories a day out of your diet, you can lose a pound a week, right? This drug is going to help you lose a pound a week. You don't want to lose too fast. You know, safe weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Safe.
Yeah.
That's right.
Safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And protein intake, I think, is really, like, is it 30 grams? Like, because I've heard from an oncologist that some of these, you know, where it's only protein is not good. How much protein in would you say per day should a person take in? With or without the diet?
With or without a diet. Studies I've read, 1 gram of protein for every 1.1 kilograms of body weight. So me at my weight right now, I would need about 90 grams of protein.
A day?
A day.
Wow.
So a lot of the places you go, they'll say 50, you know how you look at these bottles of Boost on the shelf or something?
Yeah.
And it gives you the percentage of your daily requirement.
Yeah.
And it'll say protein, 10 grams. Well, that's 20% of your body weight. Well, you know, whatever. Why is only 50 grams what you need? Everybody's different. It's 1 gram for every 1.1 kilograms, which is a couple of pounds, 2.2 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, I think for women and being, you know, I've always heard like 30 grams for women for the most part, because I don't get enough protein. I don't like a lot of meat. We'll have to have another subject. We'll have to have another show on about protein and what's healthy.
Yeah.
Because then red meat all the time is not exactly healthy either. So,
but if you can eat chicken breast, salmon, a portion of salmon has about 35 to 40 grams of protein.
But then you have vegetarians out there that aren't, you got to respect, then there's beans for that, for protein as well.
Yeah. So now they have to go on the legumes and the beans and black
protein
beans
shakes.
Yeah, protein.
We'll have to have part two on that part. And, I want to thank you so much. Do you ladies have any more questions?
Yes, I do, because I'm sure a lot of people wanted to ask about pricing and how much does it cost on your app per visit. Mm-hmm. And then how much the medicine costs as well. So people would be aware of that when they come on your app.
What they'll notice is that it's very expensive. Okay. Wegovy and Mounjaro, if you're getting that, the prescription at a drugstore, it's about $2,000 a month for the brand name.
How much do you sell it for?
Well, ours runs about $75 a week, so it's about...
And this is for the minimum dose, Bob, or this is for like...
they charge the same all the way through.
If you start with a small dose, will cost 75. If you increase, will also cost 75.
Right, but that's a but. You know, because we were running a May special that if you signed up in May, you got 40% off. So
that's amazing.
It cost $4.45 for a 10-week trial, which is about $44.50 a week. You know, because we know on that lower class, on that lower dose vial, you're not going to use as much. So. You know, we have a little bit more leeway on that first one. After that, it gets really expensive. But the pharmacies that are buying these things, the labs to make it, they have to pay $1,500 a gram to buy this stuff.
Mm.
Now, $1,500 a gram is the same as $45,000 an ounce.
Mm.
That's diamond-encrusted platinum.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an expensive, because it isn't just a chemical you make. It's a peptide. And peptides are small chain amino acid groups, and those have to be made very, very carefully and things,
Well, Bob, that's so much great information. I hope to have you back, but can you give us your contact information for the listeners out there that who are interested in this? And I'd like to say this, again, this show is all suggestions and opinions, and you should definitely talk to your healthcare provider about any kind of medication you might that might be right for you or you take or the best treatment approach. But we're just giving ideas for those that are interested in that. And I have a great song after this, but tell us where our listeners can find you for more information. We're running out of time already.
Real quick, that's one thing we do tell our patients: if they're diabetic, if they have gallbladder issues, if it with these things, we tell them before you go through with this, talk to your doc.
Yes.
Make sure he's okay with it, because we don't want to push anything on patients if the doctor doesn't feel comfortable with it. But anyway, our website is BMITELEMED.com.
And it's that simple.
That has all the information you'd ever want.
Okay.
Even my picture.
Even your picture. Yay.
Even my picture.
So we like to see that. So what about Bob? That's what I like to call him.
Yeah.
So BMITELEMED.com. Thank you so much for being here. We will definitely have you back here on the Shrink and Wrap Show. If you have any questions, give us a call here at 727-441-3000. We'll give you more information. But in the meantime, Bob, thank you so much. But we're going to listen. Thank you. And we're going to take a listen here real quick to what Bruno Mars has to say, because nobody, well, let's listen to Bruno Mars. Body type is, Bruno Mars has the answer. And how many of you have heard that song out there? It's loving everything about someone, not wanting to change a thing. So this is all up to you. It's your book. It's your story. But love yourself. And, you know, lifestyle changes are a part of life. I'm going to start eating a half a red apple a day. I think I just heard that the other day. I'm just going to start doing it.
And don't ever change your body for someone else.
Absolutely not.
It's only for you.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But also, I just want to say this really quick. Peter Gene Hernandez, that is who Bruno Mars is. And his dad nicknamed him Bruno. And Mars just kind of came as a joke because it sounded bigger than life, just to let you know. He was kind of named after the legendary Bruno Sammartino, who I think he was a boxer. I don't know. Bruno Mars came from that. I hope I read all that right. Again, suggestions and opinions. Just take what I said and do your homework from there. But I'm just planting seeds. But Bruno Mars, that's where it came from, basically his father. Did you know that?
No.
Just sharing. So now we have Dr. Azza with PetHarmony.com. She is going to be our go-to pet expert with any pet advice. Thank you so much for being part of our Shrink and Wrap Show.
Thank you for having me again.
Oh, gosh, today I was like, had two like A students talking today. I was like, wow, they're going to be real quiet here. So Dr. Azza, thank you again. PetHarmony.com. She is the...
It's actually PetHarmony.
app.com. Okay, yes. That's right. And I've got my app. Did you download yours yet?
I need to.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll be calling you because my cat's ears
absolutely
are itching, so
anytime.
I'll be pressing that app. So tell us, hurricane season is upon us. Can you give us some advice for all pet owners out there on how to take care of your pets with the season coming up?
Yes. As we care for our human family, we should also care for our furry family as well, right?
I agree.
So, and before hurricane, we need to be prepared because we know what to do for ourselves. Like, we can go to a hotel, we, you know, can hide in the house somewhere, but for pets, it's just a different story. So we want to make sure before hurricane season starts that our pets are vaccinated, and especially rabies, because if you're going to try to find a shelter at the last minute, they're not going to allow you in without rabies, or rabies tag.
Rabies shot.
So those are like a must. And also, what I really advise too, for the hurricane season, is to have an ID on your pet with their pet's name, your phone number, with the rabies tag too as an ID as well. So just in case, God forbid, if we lose him, we can always identify him by the tag, and they have the phone number in there, the owner name and the pet's name. The second thing too, as far as the ID part, is microchip.
Yeah.
A lot of people get the microchip, like they go to the vet's office and they see it happen. We go, we put the microchip in. It's a little very thick needle. Then we put the microchip under the skin. And then they leave the office without registering, because we don't register for them as veterinarians. So if they don't register their microchip, it's almost like you didn't get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very important that once you get the you have every pet have to have a microchip. And when you have the microchip, you call the company and register. So if, let's God forbid again, if your pet got lost and then we take him to a shelter, or a vet clinic, we can scan them. Every shelter and every vet clinic have a scanner. We scan and we find out all the information about your pet, and we'll call immediately and bring your pet back in like the same minute.
So you have two sources, the tag and that.
Oh,
so.
The tag, yes, so yes. Critical. The other thing that we need to be aware of is, let's say we located the shelter, we got all vaccination done, we have our beautiful ID tag and all that. Now we have to think about water and food. So make sure that we have, if they're going to go to a shelter or a pet care center, make sure you have enough food for 2 weeks for them. As far as, like everybody knows how much they feed their pets, I'm not going to go over that today. If you want me to go over it another time, I'd be more than happy to, but for water, a lot of people struggle, like how much water, because we want to take fresh water with us too, because we don't know if we're going to find fresh water. So usually the body weight in pounds times 0.027, and that would give you how many liters do you need to take, times 14 days.
Oh, wow.
So you have a couple of liters or jugs, and make sure that it's fresh water, and you take it with you. And so water, food, rabies, microchip. The second thing is flea and ticks. If you go to a shelter or a pet care center or a kennel, if they take pets for during hurricane, we have to have them on flea and tick prevention. If there is other dogs or cats in the clinic or in the kennel, and if you have fleas or you have fleas, it's going to be a problem, because you're going to start having fleas and ticks, and there is a lot of health risk about that. So very important to put your pets on flea and tick prevention.
Can I ask you, do you have a recommendation for that?
Yes, there is several flea and tick prevention out there. The Provecto, and there is actually Provecto Plus that can last for 3 months at the time. So maybe during hurricane season, we can do that. You check with your vet always.
Okay.
Because every pet is different.
Right.
There is NexGard. There's, Simberica Trio that takes care of heartworm and internal parasites, but also fleas and ticks. So there is a lot of options, but you just have to really check with your vet beforehand, especially the hurricane season. We're almost in. Look at the storms that we're facing in every state right now.
Yes.
So it's so important to check that out.
Yeah.
And also heartworm prevention. I mean, the hot summer right now, even like even up north, the summer heat, can the mosquito, mm-hmm. yeah, there is a risk of heartworm disease.
So,
in Florida, it's all year round, all the hot states.
One mosquito.
Hot mosquito, especially, mm-hmm. you know, with hurricanes, like you get stagnant water, a lot of mosquitoes. And it takes, like what you said, Trish, it says one single mosquito can cause deadly heartworm disease. Mm-hmm. So we have to pay attention to that.
I didn't know it came from mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then also some pets are have chronic disease like diabetes or heart condition or kidney problem, arthritis or whatever like chronic condition they have. We want to make sure also we have enough medication at the shelter. We take also enough for 2 weeks because we don't know what's going, how long we're going to be there for, right?
Right.
Hopefully not more than a day or two or right. none. But also it's so important to get their medication with them as well too. Unfortunately, like a lot of pets have severe anxiety during thunderstorms.
It is a huge issue.
Mine does.
So you gotta have to talk to your vet too about what medication, if they need medication. Usually, like thunder jackets can work amazingly well for 60% of the pets.
Really?
Because it gives them that comfort. So I'm not. You go to on Amazon or any website and find the right size for your pet. But those can be very, very helpful. It can minimize the amount of medication that you're given if they're okay putting that thing on, the vest on.
Right.
So those are highly recommend. In addition to if your veterinarian will give your pet some medication like trazodone or gabapentin, stuff like that for the storm, or whatever the vet will recommend for your pet.
Yeah, I was reading here to add to what you just said too, current photos of your pets, is that
Absolutely.
Good to have?
That would be great to have.
And your the name of your veterinarian?
Yes, the name of the hospital.
And as you said, medication.
Yes.
I was just adding to
Yes, and when you do the microchip, that will be all added in there too. So make sure you register and put the hospital, your house address, your phone number, your spouse, and everybody that can reach.
Yeah, I was going to say too.
Maybe take a picture of their vaccination records on your cell phone.
Good idea.
Because you're not going to go.
This is
grab
a great
paper.
Point.
Good idea.
You know, I like that a lot because what happens is sometimes paper record is not enough.
Yeah.
So or it gets lost if there's a storm.
Right.
So have electronic record, like put it on your email. As a matter of fact, our app, petharmonyapp.com, you can upload all your pet's medical record and keep it there, and you can have access to it 24/7.
That's perfect. Awesome.
Let's say if you go out of state or you relocate to a shelter or a kennel, you can always access it through the app and find the stuff. It sits there, very secure. And if God forbid, if there is an emergency, you open the app, you can upload ultrasound, blood work, vaccine record, picture of your vet, videos,
all
whatever you need.
That's amazing.
Nice.
And that's why you're going to be part of our show here, too, because we love our pets. There's nothing worse than seeing in the news, like when Ian came and people were carrying their cages. It's terrible. But thank you for all that information. And you're going to be visiting us more frequently, right?
Yes, absolutely. I would love that. And I wanted to stress on one thing, too. Yeah. Our app, www.petharmonyapp.com, we're here for an advice and recommendation. We don't diagnose or treat. But we're all, like, for hurricane, for heat stroke, for any, like, simple vomiting, diarrhea, cough, or ain't doing well, or whatever concern, or allergies, or itching, we give you a very professional advice through our licensed live veterinarian in less than 60 seconds. You have an access to professional advice from our staff. So if you ever have any questions or nutrition or behavioral stuff or what to do during the storm, what to do if you come home at 7 p.m. and your dog is vomiting or having diarrhea in there and you cannot, the vet's office is closed, we are here for you. We literally, and our pricing are so affordable because we always wanted to have accessibility and affordability.
Can you tell our listeners one more time where to go to find that app?
Yes, it's www.petharmonyapp.com, And I want to go over our pricing. We have a membership pricing called subscription pricing. It's like $9.99 a month, mm-hmm. like $10 a month. You can have an access to a professional staff 24/7, 365 days a week. And then we have on-demand call. Like if you don't want to be a member, but you just want to call whenever, it's $25. And that $25 is good for 24 hours. Let's say you call and then you it happened that you have another questions that came up. Then you go ahead and you call again within the 24 hours for the same $25.
Nice. Well, that's wonderful. Please go to Pet Harmony and get that app. Download it. We'll be talking about that on every show here. We are pet lovers here. You matter. You matter too, by the way, not just our pets.
Yes. That's so important to us. We love them. Yeah.
Everybody matters, but our animals we just adore. So thank you so much, Dr. Azza. Hopefully you'll be here next week with another topic and more, or we'll be talking on the phone.
Absolutely.
So we have some quick advice for entertainment from our entertainment host, Renee. Thank you, Dr. Azza.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are y'all?
Doing good. How are you doing? Thank you for coming on today.
I'm doing great. Oh, you're absolutely welcome. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to touch base with you guys to tell you what's coming around the corner this weekend.
Okay.
On our concert lineup, I think I'm going to start off with the Busch Gardens one because there's two really good acts there. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, May 6th, 18th. Flo Rida at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And you know Flo Rida. Everybody knows Flo Rida.
Yes.
And then Vanilla Ice is on Sunday, May 19th at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But a notable one coming around the corner is Dave Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be at the Mid Florida Amphitheater on May 22nd. And that's at 7:30. And we're going to head down to St. Pete to the Janus Landing. And we have on the Friday the 17th, if you've not heard, one night of Queen at the Mahaffey Theater. And then at Janus Landing, we have Reverend Horton Heath. And that starts at 7 p.m. along with the Grateful Shred. And if you haven't heard them, they're more like a country, bluesy, kind of like a R&B, but in a country way.
All right.
Strauss Center, we had a great lineup, but this Strauss Center is having, and I know you guys have seen and heard, of Kevin Hart.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
He's so funny. He's going to be at the Strauss Center this weekend on from 7 to 9. You can get tickets at the box office, or you can go to StubHub because there's
Kevin Hart will be this Saturday at the Stress Center.
Yep.
Oh my God, I love him.
Yeah.
Definitely going.
We're gonna go with you.
Yeah.
So funny. And then you have markets. There's markets going on. The one market that I wanted to say is pretty notable is the market in on Water Street. They have every third Sunday.
Okay.
So this Sunday, May 19th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
10 to 3.
And then the Fresh Market at Wiregrass. But listen, one last thing before I close out. You guys, there is a place where you can go to find out a whole rundown for your kids that will be home this summer, what to do with them, trips to take, summer camps, activities, staycations, summer theater camps. You should go to kidsoutandabout.com if you're interested in summer camps and or like cooking classes with your kids and family trips. And that, they organize all of
that's good.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I appreciate that. We're going to focus more on kids' camps coming up next week. Renee, hopefully we'll do some entertainment for all that. Thank you so much for sharing that. I've got my closing statement. We've got 1 minute. Thank you for all your information.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, Renee.
Bye.
So again, thank you everybody for being on the show today. And this show is to lift your spirits and to live a healthy life and to focus on positive things. And I just wanted to read this. I saw thought the other day, things to let go, control, attachment to your past, trying to please everyone, external opinions, comparing yourself, especially, that's what I like about today's show, don't compare yourself, the fear of failure, and unrealistic expectations. I like to thank my sponsor, and I like to hear a song from Katy Perry, Unconditionally, because you're loved unconditionally. We'll see you next week on the Shrink and Wrap Show. Have a great week. Oh, no, did I get-